Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by retired Pastor Gary Sneller from Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Cedar Rapids. He's a guest of the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Sam Sampson from Ankeny.
Good afternoon. For those who are willing, I invite you to join your hearts with mine as we go to God in prayer. O God, who is above all and in all and through all, we ask that we would be aware of your presence here today. Help us to find our place in you, for it is truly in you that we live and move and have our being. Sometimes we pray as if we need to find a place for you in our lives, but actually it's the other way around. We need to find our place in you, for when we find our rightful place in you, then we are truly enabled to live rightly in this world and with one another. O God, as the source and ground of all that we are and all that we have, we ask that wisdom and grace may be given to these legislators as they deliberate today, that the decisions that they make may be fair and just and beneficial for the good of all. In our deliberations with one another, help us to temper zeal with empathy. Help us to temper ideology with understanding. Help us to temper righteousness with grace, so that we who are many may truly live together as one. This is our prayer. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 202, Senate File 281, Senate File 401, Senate File 427, Senate File 444, and Senate File 509 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means, and refers Senate File 445 to the Committee on Appropriations. And for the information of the body, we're going to have a few international visitors coming to see us over the next week, and then again in about a month. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind people who may not have served in this chamber before or worked here before to please close your laptops when they're visiting, especially when they're making remarks, so that we can give them our full attention. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Walz, seek the floor?
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Am I in order for a brief announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Well, Mr. President, I'd simply like to make sure that the body was aware of the Big Ten championship won by the Iowa women's basketball team last night. It was a very exciting game. We were led to victory by Megan Gustafson, who managed to score 45 points, half of the Hawkeyes' 90 points, and had a double-double. So incredible performance from the Hawkeyes, and looking forward to see what they do at the NCAA tournament.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move we recess until the conclusion of the Education Committee.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until the conclusion of the Education Committee meeting.
Democratic Caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic Caucus immediately in room 24.